In the lower 48 states, grizzly bears used to roam across much of the West, but now they're confined to areas mostly in Montana and Wyoming. They're considered endangered, and the U.S. government has recently agreed to review their endangered status due to a controversial lawsuit, which ultimately aims to build a plan to eventually bring grizzly bears to more places. And as KUNR's Bree Zender reports, this includes broad sections of the Sierra Nevada.
So I'm outside the DMV in Truckee, California, a government building, and I'm looking up at the California state flag they have flapping above. There's a big, proud grizzly bear on it, and some find that bear peculiar. Sure, there's black bears here in California, but a grizzly bear? They haven't been seen in the state since the 1920s, nearly a century ago. But back in the day, grizzlies were abundant across the state. Peter Alagona is an environmental historian at UC Santa Barbara.
They were probably pretty numerous in areas near streams that had migrating fish, salmon and steelhead. And so in this case, I'm really thinking about pine nuts from pinyon pines and other pine species on the east side.
He says white settlers hunted and poisoned the bears out of existence in the state. Noah Greenwald is with the Center for Biological Diversity. For him, the big question is, what if?
Our suit is seeking a recovery plan.
The organization is suing the U.S. Department of the Interior, seeking a recovery plan, which would require a study of Western landscapes. The U.S. Department of the Interior settled a small portion of the lawsuit and will now revisit the status of grizzly bears under the Endangered Species Act. Greenwald points to an example elsewhere of a successful reintroduction.
When wolves were brought back to Yellowstone, you know, it really had some surprising results.
That's because the new predators controlled coyote populations.
It helped fox populations and it helped pronghorn populations.
And if bringing a predator back to Yellowstone has been beneficial, Greenwald wants to know what could be possible for the grizzly bear. This isn't a new idea. The Department of the Interior last drew up a recovery plan for expanding the population outside of Montana and Wyoming back in the early 1990s, most of which did not actually end up happening. But that plan is now outdated. The department did not respond to KUNR's request for an interview. When ideas of recovery have been suggested, Western communities have traditionally drifted towards skepticism. They're not wrong to have second thoughts. Grizzly bears tend to display more aggressive behaviors than other types of bears. And California has changed quite a bit since the last grizzly was seen, as hundreds of thousands of people have moved into this state. And some of those people are clashing with the black bears that are here now.
Bear League, this is Kim.
At the headquarters of the Bear League in Westlake, Tahoe, workers are running a hotline for people to report bear concerns in the Tahoe area.
Okay, the bear picked up the bear box and threw it.
Anne Bryant is one of the founders of the organization. Because she has firsthand knowledge of how inexperienced humans are with bears in general, she's worried.
I don't think that could possibly happen. There is no place that I can think of in the state of California where there would be wildlands like that that would sustain a healthy population of grizzlies where they would be safe from humans.
That's because when the bears come too close to humans, they're often deemed dangerous or a public nuisance. Some people call animal control or 911, which may lead to the death of that bear. While Bryant is completely against the idea of reintroduction, Peter Alagona, the environmental historian, wants more information.
Our position, if we do have a position, then it's that we need to know more in order to have a more intelligent conversation.
Settlement documents say that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must review the status of grizzly bears by early next year. Bree Zender, KUNR News.